This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. During just the past few years, Canada, specifically Montreal and Toronto, have become real hotspots for indie rock. If a new cutting-edge band is excellent and successful, Arcade Fire and Feist are recent examples, chances are pretty good that they live in Canada. One of our favorites is a band called Stars. Their new record is called In Our Bedroom After the War. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, before we talk, will you play?
We will.
And what will you play?
We're going to play a song called Take Me to the Riot.
That was Stars performing Take Me to the Riot off their new record, In Our Bedroom After the War. And I am sitting here now with the vocalist Torquil Campbell and Amy Milan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, it does seem to me like a lot of your music is powered by this central tension between this sort of easy-to-like musical lushness and these sometimes strange, dark lyrics. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that is sort of Stars' stock and trade, if we have one. you know, a lot of bands a while back, like Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac, played around with these ideas, and we're just sort of putting them into a more, I guess, more modern, slightly more English context than that. But
What were some of your influences?
Well, the Smiths was a big thing for us. Amy hadn't actually heard of, or you'd heard of the Smiths, but you hadn't heard them.
I hadn't heard them driving through Sheffield with you weeping before.
Who was weeping, you or he?
Oh, no,
I was weeping.
I'm from Sheffield, and I get very sentimental when I go to the North because there's nothing like a little grimness and cynicism to make me feel sentimental.
I think it's also the idea that because we are a band that we all take part in the writing process, that we all have different influences as well. And I think that's what makes us unique and not carbon copies of these bands that we might be fans of.
Well, and I understand you are exceptionally collaborative. I mean, you literally all write songs together.
Yeah. Chris Seligman on the piano and Evan Cranley on bass and Patty McGee there on drums. They'll sort of write the music over a time. Torkel and I sometimes take off. Torkel put out a record with Memphis, and I put out a solo record. So we were off, and these guys stayed in the room writing and writing and writing. And then Torkel and I will come in and sort of write the lyrics and melodies. And sometimes we'll write duets for each other on the different records. And that's, I think, the most fun about being in this band for me, is being able to have a partner that we can sing off and play off one another.
Yeah, I think the way it gets decided is it's much like trying to write a script or trying to write a story. You have your narrative that you want to tell, and you have a series of characters, and then you have to cast those characters. So it's like, who's best for the part? You know, like Calendar Girl is like, I'm going to write Amy a Carole King tune, and she's going to be in a sparkly gown, and we're going to win a Grammy, and it's all going to be fantastic, you know?
Dreamed I was dying. So
all these bands are extensions of friendships, of relationships, and I think a lot of the strength in what's happening in Canada right now, as you say, is that people are very deeply personally involved with each other. There's not a lot of bands made up of four young men who found each other in the listings of the Village Voice and have good haircuts, you know what I mean? It extends back into childhood and forward into marriage and everywhere in between.
And beyond the fact, as you say, you have all these social connections and lifelong connections with other musicians there, is the music scene in Montreal sharply different than in New York or in the United States?
Well, the thing about Montreal that I think is hard to understand if you're not from there is that there's two solitudes in Canada. There's the Anglophones and there's the Quebecois. You know, it's the second biggest Francophone city in the world. They have their own rock stars, their own novelists, their own opera houses, and they could care less what a bunch of English kids on the Plateau are doing.
The Plateau being a neighborhood in Montreal.
Yeah, the Plateau is a little neighborhood in Montreal where most of us live, and it doesn't affect the general feeling of that city. And I think that freedom of being ignored where you live is a big part of what's so great about working in Montreal. There is no...
If you play in a bar, somebody might show up, who cares?
Yeah.
You know that's never going to happen in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
You know that you're going to have to put everybody on the guest list because nobody wants to pay.
Yeah. It's a village.
Would you play us out on another song?
Yes. We're going to play...
another duet called Midnight Coward.
Okay, we're going to play Midnight Coward.
Sweetness never suits me. When I get it up to take you home, maybe it's love at first slightly drunk. Now I'm walking with the sun in my mouth. Worry is your wealth. Gonna let it
thought of how you're gonna fly. How long should I stand? Promises, promises never cease to resist it. And now I'm back on my back, just bite your word.
Starr's latest record is called In Our Bedroom After the War. You can find out where they're touring and also hear another song from their live session with us at studio360.org. And while you're at our website, you can also subscribe to our free Studio 360 podcasts as well as our weekly newsletter. That is our show for this week. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you'll listen again next week. Our program is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Malinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Katie Rolnick,
Andrea Salenzi,
and Nat Wiener.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegel.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Next time in Studio 360, a young black suburbanite ditches L.A. to try to make it as a rock star. In Berlin.
You know, black men in America live with this business of being feared. So for him, it's a mind-blowing situation. You know, he feels like it's like another planet.
Stu on his new rock musical, Passing Strange. Next time in Studio 360 from PRI.